Brethren, let's begin our evening session with the singing of the convention theme hymn number 280. 280, Tell It Out. We'll rise for the singing of the last verse and be led in opening prayer by Brother Art Ledwinka. Hymn number 280.
Almighty loving Father in heaven, hallowed be thy holy and precious name. Father, we thank thee for your love, your generosity, for thou art the giver of every good and perfect gift. We thank thee for the beautiful plan of salvation thou hast for the world of mankind and for our part in that plan. And Father, we do thank thee for stirring the minds of the Chicago brethren that they might prepare this beautiful feast, that we may come here and partake of it. And I'm sure each and every heart bowed before thee at this time thanks thee for this privilege. And it is a privilege to be with those of like precious faith. And Father, we do pray that we will be building one another up in this most holy faith, that we may be faithful and obedient to thee, for we do love thee and worship thee. And Father, again, we would ask a blessing upon each and every heart bowed before thee this day, and especially upon those who are on beds of sickness that could not be here with us, who would have loved to have been here. And we would ask a special blessing upon Brother Leo at this time, that we may bring praise, honor, and glory to thee. And we do thank thee for all the labors of love from those who had served on this platform prior to this gathering. We ask and pray and give thee thanks for all these favors and blessings and precious promises that you have given us. in and through the merit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have three short announcements. First is Christian love and greetings to the convention here from the Minneapolis Ecclesia. Second is to those brethren who would like to take a sandwich lunch with you on your trip home tomorrow, please reserve your lunch by 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Reservation forms are on the soup table in the cafeteria. You can take care of that still tonight if you wish, or by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thirdly, tomorrow morning, members of the high school band from this school will be entering and leaving the building. We have come to the closing service of our second day of this convention, and as you can see from your program, it is a Vesper service. Along the theme of our convention text, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth in song. And to lead our Vesper service tonight, we have asked our Brother Leo Post. Brother Leo.
Thank you, Brother Joe. I would like at first, before we begin our program, to tell you that we are very happy to bring the love and greetings of our New York friends to you and of the Dawn family. And usually I say, and my wife Mary, but not this time. She's here. And I'm very happy for that. And also, my sister Mary Litwin, who is a longtime member of this class, was hoping to get here for this convention, but she couldn't, so she sends her special love and says that expect her sometime during the year. So look forward to that. As our brother Joe Migas announced, our theme is I will praise the Lord with my mouth. And we've heard a wonderful talk at the beginning of the convention by Brother George Duhame, how we're to use our mouths in our fellowship and in our meetings. And then we had a panel discussion how we're to use our mouths in witnessing for the Lord. Tonight, you're to use your mouth in singing and giving praise to the Lord in song. And after all, that's another way of testifying to the Lord's goodness. And so that's what we'll be doing. And of course, the Scriptures encourage us to do that. I'd like to read from the 100th Psalm, the first and second verses, where it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." So we're encouraged to do just what we're going to do tonight. And that's also found in the New Testament, as you know, in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. The 19th and the 20th verses read that we're to speak to ourselves, or speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our first selection tonight is going to be "This Is My Father's World" by the choir. And I'd like to read as an introduction to that particular number from the 50th Psalm and from the 10th to the 12th verses, where it reads, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. This is my Father's world." How beautiful is the praise unto the Lord when voices are lifted up in such beautiful harmony. Reading from 1 Timothy, the second chapter, and the 5th and 6th verses. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And now we're going to have a quartet sing the familiar hymn from our own hymn books, I Will Sing of My Redeemer, number 132. And as the quartet sings, we would like at the concluding stanza, the last verse, for all the congregation to join in and to show your appreciation for your Redeemer. want to thank our quartet for that rendition of appreciation for our Redeemer. I'd like to turn now to Acts, the 10th chapter, the 38th to the 43rd verses. Where we read, and these are the words of the Apostle Peter as he came to Cornelius, and he says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." We're now going to have our sister Lorraine Baker sing for us, "Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee." Thank you, Sister Lorraine. We are reminded of our personal life with our Lord Jesus through this hymn and to the one that will follow. But first, we'd like to read from the 18th chapter of John and the first verse. "When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where there was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples." We are now going to have two sisters sing "In the Garden." I think it's going to be three sisters singing. Thank you, Sister Bessie, Sister Helena, and Sister Irene, for that beautiful rendition of this hymn that reminds us of our personal relationship with our Lord. We're not only to use our mouths in singing praises, but as we heard this afternoon, also in witnessing. But you can do both. And that's what we're going to do right now. Our choir is going to sing for us along that line. First, I would like to read from Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 19th and the 20th verses. Where we read, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And also we'd like to read from Acts, the first chapter, the 7th and 8th verses. And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. We've a story to tell to the nations, the choir. That's a beautiful hymn. No doubt you have heard it sung on the radio by other church groups, and you wonder, I wonder, do they know what they're singing about? But we know. Thanks be to the Lord. And how we long to see this fulfilled in the due process of time. Let's read now from Malachi, the 3rd chapter, from the 8th to the 10th verses. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, Wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And reading further now, from 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, the 8th to the 11th verses, the Apostle Paul speaking, saying, I speak not by commandment, but by an occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. We are now going to have give of your best to your master. It's a number that's going to be rendered by a duet, I believe. I lost my little piece of paper. Oh, here it is. It's in Malachi. Two sisters sing this duet.
Oh.
And there you had in song not only beautiful rendition of that admonition to all of us, but you have an example of those who have indeed given their best to their master and the strength of their youth, as they saw. We would like to read now from Luke, the 24th chapter, from the 13th verse all the way to the 29th verses. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all those things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk, and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And so we're going to have now a quartet of four brethren sing, Abide with me. Thank you, brethren, for helping us to relive those beautiful moments that must have occurred back there when those two disciples from Emmaus had the Lord abide with them at eventide, which is each and every one of our experiences as well. Reading from the book of Revelations, the fifth chapter, from the 11th to the 14th verses. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Now we're going to have the choir sing. Crown him with many crowns. Stirring number. But as the congregation listened to it, I'm sure they must have wanted to participate in singing praise to our Lord in this way. That's exactly what we're going to do right now. But first, we have to read from Philippians, the second chapter, the 9th to the 11th verses, those well-known verses to all of us along with similar lines of Revelation, which tells of the fulfillment of this beautiful statement by the Apostle Paul. Speaking of Jesus, he says, Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And that will be fulfilled, and everyone will confess and sing to that, but we have the opportunity of doing that first. Let's use our hymn books now to sing 157. Our entire congregation singing 157. Brother Arthur, we'd like to have your service. This ends our Vesper service, dear brethren. You might have wondered how some brother from New York could assemble all this beautiful talent for tonight's service. There's a secret. Thanks to Thomas Ruggiero. Without him, there would not have been this kind of Vesper service. Lord be praised.
Thank you, Brother Leo and brethren. Let us close our Vesper service this evening with the singing together again of a hymn that goes along with praise. Praise followed by worship. Hymn number 221, We Worship Thee. We'll sing all four verses, remain seated for all four verses, after which we'll have the reading of the songs in the night. Hymn 221. trust the day has been filled with rich blessings of fellowship and consideration of the thoughts from the platform. We hope that our Vesper service this evening has prepared your minds to dwell on these things in the evening watches to follow. And to guide our thoughts and our fellowship in the night watches to come, we've asked our brother Ken Osterman to read the songs in the night.
Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20. Our text is the key to all of our hopes. Sin abounded against not only our first parents, but all of their posterity unto sentence of death. But God's grace abounded still more and toward all, in that he provided through Christ not only a recovery of all who will of mankind, not only a recovery of all who will of mankind from the penalty of sin and death, but also that the restored and perfected race shall have all that was lost in Eden, full and complete, and that everlastingly. Additionally, God's grace abounded to the extent of taking out of the world of sinners a little flock to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, whose nature is to be changed so that they, instead of longer being of the human nature, will become partakers of the divine nature, sharers of the divine glory and honor and office with their Lord Jesus, far above angels, principalities, and powers, and every name that is named. Oh, for such loving kindness and tender mercy which abounded toward us while we were yet sinners, and which much more abounds toward us in Christ, now that we have accepted in the Beloved One. For this, let the Lord's people give thanks continually, and let the thankfulness of the heart extend and manifest itself in words and conduct, in all that we do and say, that all may be to the praise of his glory, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20.
Part now and return tomorrow morning refreshed for another day of blessings and fellowship. We reconvene in the morning at 8 o'clock for breakfast in the cafeteria. Shall we arise at this time?
In heaven, hallowed be thy name. We thank thee, Father, for the blessings of this day. We thank thee for the opportunity of lifting our voices in praise unto thee. May the inspiration that we receive at this convention help us to be a song of praise in our daily lives. Sing this song through the actions that we perform towards one another and towards the people in the world. And now as we go to our several places of abode, we pray that thou would be with us, that we may receive the rest that we need and be prepared on the morrow to receive more of the blessings at thy hand. These blessings and favors we ask of thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Towards one another, towards the people in the world. And now as we go to our several places of abode, we pray that thou would be with us, that we may receive the rest that we need and be prepared on the morrow to receive more of the blessings at thy hand. These blessings and favors we ask of thee in Jesus' name. Amen.